Good morning, friends. As you can see, may have intimated from that song, today we're talking about celebrating grace. Our celebration started last week talking about Pentecost and the birthday of our church, and we're continuing on celebrating throughout the month of June. So this week for our Family Faithline Challenge, I talked to the kids about celebration. What kind of party or celebration would they like to go to with their family? So their challenge this week was to get together with their family, talk about it, and dress up and take a picture for what party they wanted to go to as a family. We had luaus and baseball theme parties and a mystery board game theme party. Just as family getting together, spending time talking, and hoping for things to come in the future. So our winner this week is... Pastor Plum, congratulations for the Clue Mystery Dinner Dixon family. Great job, costumes, decorating. I think we need to post the picture for everyone to see in case they haven't seen it. All of the family, even the dogs, dressed up as characters from the board game Clue with their assorted weapons. So congratulations, Dixon family. Thank you for your entry. Continuing on today, we're celebrating Holy Communion. And in celebrating Holy Communion, one thing that we in children and youth ministry generally miss out on is the introduction, is the liturgy that our church goes through, which tells the story and teaches us more about why we take communion each month. So this week, in talking with Pastor Stacy, we talked about her jumping in right here during children's time and sharing that story with us all together.
Thank you, Miss Becky, for inviting me to children's time. I like children's time. But for those that don't know, and especially our kids, right here in our hymnal, at the very front of it, is all of our communion liturgies. And so everything that I speak every Sunday and everything that we say together is all in here, because the hymnal isn't just a book of songs, but it's also our liturgies, and it has prayers, and it has confessions. So this is an extremely valuable, and it's kind of like a Swiss Army knife in our faith. I need a song, I'll pull it out. I need a prayer, I'll pull it out. I want a psalm to read, it's all in here. And so I'm gonna turn us into the hymnal to begin our liturgy this morning. And it's kind of one of those things, kids, as United Methodists, anybody that spent time in it, if somebody says, "The Lord be with you," there's an automatic,
"And also with you."
"And also with you." And so that's where we begin, as I'm gonna tell you from here in our sanctuary out to you, to ask for the Lord to be with you, and then you will invite the Lord back to me. And so we begin with community as we move into our communion liturgy. And for those that didn't hear, and we are actually blessing our communion kits that are on the altar. These boxes are filled with all the individually packed, and so after worship from 10:30 to 11, you can drive by to be able to get those kits, and in a minute with announcements, I'll tell you what else you can get during that. But I begin, "The Lord be with you."
"And also with you."
"Lift up your hearts."
"We lift them up to the Lord."
"Let us give thanks to the Lord our God."
"It is right to give our thanks and praise."
"It is a right and good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join your unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and made with us a new covenant by water and the Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, he took bread, gave thanks to you, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, he took the cup, gave thanks to you, gave it to his disciples and said, "Drink from this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
And now, kids, here's where the power comes in. As this portion of our liturgy and our prayer is where we ask God to be a part of the bread and juice so that as we eat them, God becomes a part of us through them and a reminder of the Holy Spirit in us. And so I bless this bread and juice, saying, "Lord, pour out your Holy Spirit on us gathered here, near and far, and on these gifts of bread and juice. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we may be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen, amen, amen." Well, thank you, Becky, for letting me bless our communion with our kids and youth in attendance. And do they have anything that they need to pick up at communion?
We do have Sunday school packets available for all of our kids when we drive through. And we have our prizes for our Pentecost Flame participants.
Sounds good. Thank you, Becky. And I have to tell you, and since my kids aren't actually listening at the moment, I can tell you, at first they were told, "Dress like a party," and I said, "Go plan it out." And they came running to the kitchen. I said, "We'll dress for dinner." And they came running to the kitchen, and they said, "We decided it's a casual party, so we get to come as we are." And I said, "Uh-oh." And they were reminded that that wasn't the point, that the point was to have a family conversation and work together to plan it. And so the Clue characters from the Clue movie that we just watched did come on out. And I promise I will post that picture after worship. And I challenge you to decipher who's what character. And if you can decipher all of the weapons that were used, weapons in church, that probably doesn't work so well. But they were all fake weapons, you know. Nerf gun instead of a revolver, but we did have fun with it, and I hope that you all have fun with it too.